With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
We don't turn our TVs on to watch it all the time. And, you know, for us in our society, until it's in our face, it's really not happening.
And Chris Ello.
We have two more words to pass along to you. Tranquilo, hijo. That is, what was it?
Chill, son.
Chill, son.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, top of the hour to everybody. Welcome back to the program. 5 o'clock is the time. Final hour of Gwen and Chris on this Monday. Coming up on Padre Baseball at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, Braden Sprenger will have the pregame show. Then at 7:10 tonight, Padres and the Pittsburgh Pirates go at it. Fifth meeting of the year. They split the first four in Pittsburgh. Padre fans, we're not too pleased with that. We'll see how the Padres do in this three-game series, which starts tonight. Miguel Diaz called up to make the start tonight. Should be a bullpen night. The question then becomes, who is going to start for the Padres tomorrow night? And apparently we will not know until after the game tonight. Jace Tingler saying this afternoon that he's waiting to see how both Ryan Weathers and Denelson Lamet progress today before he names a starter for tomorrow's game. He says he will make an announcement on the post game or during the post game tonight. So more than usual, stick around for the Chris Ello post game show following Padre baseball tonight. We'll get a clue as to who is starting for the Padres tomorrow. But right now, Padres starting rotation pretty much just about 40% healthy. You've got seven guys that could be starters, and only three of them are going. It's a good thing those three are going. Yu Darvish, Blake Snell, and Joe Musgrove. Because Paddock is down. Obviously, Adrian Mutihon is out for the rest of the season. And you've got question marks with both Ryan Weathers and Denelson Lamet. You've also obviously got major issues with Mackenzie Gore, who is going to apparently open the season at El Paso. Their opening day roster was announced today. Although, interestingly, we should mention that Nabil Chrismet is on that opening day roster for El Paso as well. And the Padres just announced a few moments ago that he's coming back to the major leagues. So the El Paso roster is always very fluid. Nabil Chrismet has been recalled. And Aaron Northcraft, who walked, five batters yesterday in a short relief appearance, has been sent back down to the alternate site, or I guess eventually to El Paso. So Padres' pitching situation very fluid right now, but this team has hung in there despite injuries to Fernando Tatis Jr., despite Aaron Nola being Austin Nola being on the disabled list to open the season. A bunch of other injuries as well. Will Myers hasn't been 100% healthy recently. Tommy Pham has been fighting it all year long. Still, Trent Grisham, he opened the season on the injured list as well. So It has been far from a smooth sailing for the Padres in 2021, and I think that's the good news, because the fact of the matter is they're still just a game and a half out of first place right now. They can pick up both the half game on the Giants and Dodgers tonight, because neither of those teams will be playing this evening. Giants postponed their game at Colorado. Dodgers postponed with their game in Chicago, scheduled against the Cubs. So that is the latest to Padres news. We had a little unofficial poll earlier on the program. Tony Gwynn Jr. was here. He's now off getting ready to call tonight's game between the Pirates and Padres. But we had a little unofficial poll that talked about who would you vote as the Padres' most valuable player for the first month of the season? Who would you vote? Like, if I mean, that was an award. I mean, who do you give it to? And we kind of went through it and seemed like we settled on three guys at the top of that list. It seemed like we had Yu Darvish seemed to get the most support for MVP the month of April. Eric Hosmer got some votes. And Mark Melancon, who today was named the National League Relief Pitcher of the Month, also got some votes. Those are really the three guys. But the I thought the interesting thing was the two unsung hero guys that we talked about in that poll, and that is Tim Hill and that is Victor Caratini. A couple of guys that have really, where would the Padres be without these guys, you know? And that's a very good point. I mean, Tim Hill has just been a Houdini, basically, coming out of the Padres bullpen. It seems like every single time that he has been called upon, he's called upon with runners at second and third and nobody out, or the bases loaded and one out, or the bases loaded and nobody out, and he's got to find a way to escape the jam, and he does. It's been a remarkable job by Tim Hill. And so I think he's been really one of the unsung heroes of the Padres. And Victor Caratini, you know, with the injury to Nola, he's been crucial. There's been no question about it. Luis Camposano, I think a lot of people thought he could kind of just maybe share time with Victor Caratini until Austin Nola came back. But pretty clear that Camposano, not quite ready defensively at the big league level. He also struggled with the bat, so it's kind of a double-edged sword there with Camposano. Now that Nola's back, he's been sent to the alternate side and will open the season in El Paso. But Victor Caratini's done one heck of a job catching this pitching staff and keeping it together with all of the ins and outs and comings and goings of everybody. So I thought, Caratini and Tim Hill would be my two. They'd been my two unsung heroes for the month of April. My three MVPs for the month of April would be, in no particular order, Hosmer, Melancon, and Yu Darvish. My top three guys that need to pick it up in May. Obviously, Tommy Pham is on that list. Tommy Pham has started to actually pick it up a little bit. He's not getting the extra base hits. He continues to have warning track power, though, this year. It was amazing. He came up the other night and blasted a ball to the warning track and got caught. And just the look on his face was like, not again. I mean, this is getting old. I mean, and that's been Tommy Pham, the story of his season so far. But he is starting to get some base hits, is starting to get on base here in the last week or so. So maybe some signs that Tommy Pham is breaking out of it. I think another guy that's on my gotta snap out of it list is Manny Machado. Not because Manny Machado is not hitting the stuffing out of the ball. He is. In fact, I saw one of those analytic things the other day about hardest hit baseballs this year, and Manny Machado was at the top of the list as a guy who's hit the ball harder than anybody else this year more consistently. But the bottom line is, you got to start finding some holes. And if you're Manny Machado, you either that or you got to start hitting it where they ain't, and that's over the boards. Four home runs for Machado, had a big one the other night, but 231 batting average. Look, Machado's not a batting average guy, but I still think, I'd like to see him coming through winning a couple more ball games. I mean, he's making $30 million a year. I expect a lot out of Manny Machado, and he expects a lot out of himself. So Manny Machado would be a guy that I would expect to pick it up a little bit in the month of May. Tommy Pham for sure has to pick it up in the month of May. And then I think the other guy that's got to pick it up a little bit in the month of May is Blake Snell. Blake Snell was as big of an addition to this pitching staff as was Yu Darvish. But Yu Darvish has pitched like an ace pitcher. I mean, he has. He's gone six or seven innings, mostly seven innings, in every start this season, but his first opening day outing. He's allowed one run in each and every one of those appearances. He's got a 1.35 ERA over his last five starts. He's got a 0.89 whip. He's got 49 strikeouts and 11 walks. I mean, Yu Darvish has been an ace pitcher. I mean, he's been everything advertised, 3-1 record, everything. Everything you could ask for, you've gotten from Yu Darvish. Same can't be said for Blake Snell, only because Blake Snell just hasn't been able to stay out there. You know, five innings. In fact, Blake Snell so far this season, from what I was reading the other day, excuse me, has only retired one batter in the sixth inning this year. That's obviously not going to be enough to. That's not what Blake Snell's about. You know, I mean, Blake Snell should be about six or seven innings allowing one run, kind of like Darvish right now. And we're not really getting that from Blake Snell. It's not like he's been bad. He's keeping the team in the ball games, but he's made six starts. He has only one win. And the reason he has only one win is because he's only pitching five innings. And the 15 walks are an issue. It's getting his pitch count way up there. You know, overall, 3.51 ERA. It's not like Blake's bad, but 1.48 on the whip. That's pretty high for Blake Snell. I mean, just by way of comparison, Chris Paddock's whip, walks, and hits innings pitch is lower than Blake Snell's, 1.37. So, you know, Blake Snell, it's not my criticism of him. I would assume this is Blake Snell's criticism of himself, which is, you know, I've got to do a better job. I got to start getting into the sixth and seventh inning. And Larry Rothschild said as much after his performance the other night, in which he got the win on Saturday. Blake Snell can be doing a whole lot more. And Larry Rothschild saw it firsthand when they were in the American League East together, and Rothschild was coaching with the Yankees, and Blake Snell was winning a Cy Young Award with the Tampa Bay Rays. You don't win a Cy Young Award by pitching five innings every time out. You just don't. And this whole notion that, you know, maybe Kevin Cash knew something last year. Kevin Cash had managed like an idiot in World Series game number six, and it cost him a chance to win the World Series. That's the bottom line there. Everybody knew Blake Snell should have stayed in that game, analytics aside. Just common sense tells you that Blake Snell should have stayed in that game last year. But Blake Snell, he couldn't have won a Cy Young Award if he couldn't get out of the sixth inning. He just couldn't have. There's no way they would be in contention for it. He won 21 ball games that year. He was unhittable, and he wasn't coming out of games in the fifth inning. So I know Blake Snell can pitch into the sixth and into the seventh. He hasn't done it yet for the Padres. I think that he, along with Machado and Pham, are three guys that are, you know, to me, all-star type players potentially, that haven't, you know, been to the all-star type level in the month of April. Doesn't mean they won't have all-star type Mays or Junes or Julys or going forward from there. So that's how I would break things down for the Padres in the opening month of the season. We'll see what somebody with a little more intellect than me has to say about it. Kyle Glazer from Baseball America is going to join us when we return. We'll talk some Padre baseball with him. Still ahead is our daily gambit, but right now, opportunity for you to win a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan's Proud to Be Right Here tour. It's coming to North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 23rd, 2021. Tickets and information for everybody else at livenation.com. But for you, how about you grab those two tickets right now? Who over the weekend, answer this trivia question and dial in at 833-288-0973. Who over the weekend set a new record for most victories as a trainer in the Kentucky Derby? Pretty easy question. Who over the weekend set the all-time record for most victories by a trainer in the Kentucky Derby? If you were paying any attention to the world of sports over the weekend, you will certainly know that answer. I invite you to dial in right now, 833-288-0973. First person dials in with the correct answer will win a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan's Proud to Be Right Here tour coming to North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September the 23rd. While you dial in, we'll take a break, come back, and be joined next by Kyle Glaser of Baseball America. I'm Chris Ella for Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby. Gwynn and Chris rolls on till 6 o'clock this evening as we check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. 519 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. getting ready to call tonight's game between the Padres and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Gwynn and Chris continuing here. Matt Scraby alongside, and Kyle Glaser, Baseball America, is set to join us shortly. Talk a little baseball with him. Congratulations out there to Steven, who called in with the easiest trivia question I've ever asked on the program, who set a new all-time record for most victories by a trainer by winning the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. And that, of course, would be Bob Baffert, who gets victory number 7 with Medina Spirit taking the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Bob Baffert is, without question, the top guy in his field. There's nobody above him. I mean, it's not even an argument. I mean, who's the best trainer in horse racing? Bob Baffert, number one, with a bullet. And I don't think anybody could make a legitimate argument claim against that. I say that because Bob Baffert, if you ever call him and you're covering horse racing, which I've done in the past for the Union Tribune, call Bob Baffert. He'll call you back. Call you right back. Hey, what can I do for you? What do you need help with? You text him. You got a question? He'll text you right back. I bring it up because there's so many athletes, so many big-time celebrities out there that you have to jump through hoops through in order to get in touch with them. Bob Baffert's not like that. Just a regular guy, in my mind, anyway, and was always really fun covering horse racing out of Del Mar, and Bob Baffert helped make it a lot easier. I mean, when you got the top guy being willing to give you his time, pretty much at all times, you needed something, hey, I'll be there at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm working a horse out. You want to come by and talk? We'll talk. And that's Bob Baffert. You don't have to go through an agent. You don't have to go through a PR firm. Just call him. Text him. He'll give you his number. Call him and text him. He'll talk with you anytime. I just was always really thought that was great about Bob Baffert. So very happy to see him and win his 7th Kentucky Derby. And congratulations to Bob Baffert, one of my favorites in the sports game. All right, let's move on. Talk some baseball. Joining us now is one of our favorites on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, Mr. Kyle Glaser of Baseball America. Kyle, you're an easy guy to get in touch with, right? We don't have to go through PR firms to get in touch with you, or do we?
No, I'm not that big time. You've got my direct sell.
You're not that big time. See, that's the thing. Bob Baffert is that big time, but he doesn't require any of that. So I've always been amazed by that. Anyway, Kyle, we'll talk some baseball for sure. Padres coming off taking 2 out of 3 over the Giants over the weekend. How important for the Padres to keep connection with the Giants right now? And how for real do you think the Giants are after having watched them this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to win games in your division no matter who you're playing. I think the Giants are a decent team. They're not a first-place team. They're not a team that's going to win the West. But this is a team that actually has some offensive weapons that are underperforming right now. And their pitching staff, it's full of guys who have performed when healthy, but they've struggled to stay healthy through a lot of their careers. You look at Aaron Sanchez, you look at Alex Wood, even Johnny Cueto a little bit recently. So if those guys stay healthy, they should pitch fine. It's just a matter of, do you believe they'll all stay healthy for 162 games? But at the same time, this is a respectable Giants team. I think it's reasonable to predict them to win 83, 84 games, and they should finish third in the division. So any division win's a good win, but the Giants are respectable enough that, yeah, you can say this is a good win. This was a good series win, I should say.
Yeah, certainly for the Padres, and, you know, they've kept things going despite the injuries to their pitching staff, the Padres have. I mean, my goodness, Moita Hone's down for the season. Paddock is kind of off the list right now. Weathers and Lamet are both trying to get back in play. I'll ask you what you know, if anything, about Mackenzie Gore. We certainly don't seem to know a whole lot about it here other than the fact that Jace Tingler says we'll bring him up when it's, you know, time and he's ready to be brought up. But what does the fact that Miguel Diaz is starting a bullpen game tonight say about the readiness of Mackenzie Gore?
That he's not ready. Josh Norris, my colleague at Baseball America, has a story coming out tomorrow looking around the minors and just getting scouts' views on how certain guys looked at alternate training sites and minor league spring training. And he talked to a couple scouts about Mackenzie Gore, and they still see some things that need to be cleaned up in his delivery. They still see the command not quite where it needs to be. And it's just going to take time. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. Pushing a guy up to the majors before he's ready doesn't do anyone any good. So it makes sense to keep him in the minors until he works out the kinks and shows he's ready. The stuff is still there. Everyone sees the stuff. They see it's plus across the board. But you need to have command of it to succeed in the major leagues. And he still has some things he has to work on to get there.
Let me ask you this, Kyle. How did he become such a highly touted prospect? I mean, that to me tells me that his stuff is beyond off the charts. I mean, that's where it has to be, because either that or he had better command a couple of years ago than he has now. What is the proper way to look at that?
Yeah, it was more that he had a varied arsenal that he could command. A lot of pitching prospects that have quote-unquote huge stuff really only have one or two pitches. This was a guy who had four pitches, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, that all showed the ability to be plus pitches in the major leagues. Now, not always at the same time. There were some consistency things, but that's typical of any young pitcher. And really, it was his ability to throw strikes with all four of them. And as soon as that became a little bit of an issue, that's when you say, okay, we need this to be 100% right, because all of a sudden, that's what was what made him so special, his ability to throw four quality pitches for strikes. Right. If the four strikes part isn't there, it's not going to be what you need it to be.
Yeah. Well, Mackenzie Gore, for now, is kind of on a wait-and-see basis, and the Padres are trying to make it through with Miguel Diaz tonight. And we told you Jace Tingler will hopefully announce the starter for tomorrow night following the game this evening. Kyle Glazer joining us from Baseball America. Let's talk a little bit about the Dodgers, because you know what? Everything isn't 100% rosy for Los Angeles at the moment. They've lost, I believe it's 10 of 14 games, even though they had the big blowout win yesterday. They lose Dustin May now to Tommy John surgery. They've got David Price hurting. They've got Gonsolin hurting. They brought up a young man who started the other day, pitched okay for a couple of innings, kind of an opener-type situation. But where do the Dodgers go right now? Is their depth, which is, you know, which has basically been called, you know, the deepest organization in all of baseball, is that depth being tested right now a little bit?
Absolutely. They have eight pitchers on the injured list. Mm. I mean, they really, really, really have been hit hard by injuries. You mentioned the Padres have been hit by injuries. The Dodgers have been hit by every bit as many injuries, and I would argue more significant ones. You add on top of that, you look at the Brewers. They've been decimated by injuries, and they found a way to win. This is a season that's a little bit of a battle of attrition for a lot of clubs, and it's about finding ways to compete even though you lose this many guys. The Dodgers have done it okay so far, but this has been a rocky stretch. The Padres have managed, the Brewers have managed, and honestly, when you're missing this many key guys, managing is probably the best you can really expect, especially when it's so heavily concentrated on your pitching staff.
Let me ask you this about the Dodgers, Kyle. Talking about their great depth, and Edwin, you said it was the young man who came up the other day and made the start, pitched a couple innings, gave up a two-run homer. Mike Kickham has come in. He pitched a couple innings, gave up three earned runs, I believe, in the ballgame over the weekend. Anyway, my point is it possible that finally the Dodgers have run out of superstar young guys they can bring up from the minor leagues? I look at the other side of it on, you know, Sheldon Noisy hasn't really been able to gain a foothold yet. Luke Raley was sent back to the minor leagues. Now Matt Beatty's kind of rebounded, it looks like, after his big day yesterday. But is it possible that the Dodgers, not that the cupboard's bare, it's not going to ever be bare for them, but is it possible that they don't just have one superstar after another that they can bring up to cover all these injuries anymore?
They do have those guys in their system, but they're just not ready right now. There will be a time when Josiah Gray is ready, and he should, at the very least, be a very, very helpful mid-rotation starter type. Really, they have some high, high upside talent in the low minors. Now, again, if you have five low upside talents in the low minors, odds are only two of them might actually make it. But they do have some guys. They're just not ready right this minute. Raley, Noisy, the guys you mentioned, those were always seen as, you know, possible bench filler types. Those guys never projected to be stars. They still have some guys projected to be stars. They're just not ready for the majors right at this exact moment in time.
All right, so the Dodgers slump notwithstanding. Are they still a 100-team win team this year?
That's going to depend on if the remaining guys they have stay healthy and how effectively some of these guys bounce back. I mean, Dustin May is a huge blow. Tony Gonsolin's still 3 to 4 weeks away. But look, if David Price and Tony Gonsolin come back to kind of bolster this pitching staff a little bit, and Cody Bellinger comes back and returns to MVP form, and Zach McKinstry comes back and looks like the, you know, great utility man he projects to be, then yeah, this team can still win 100 games. But if these guys suffer injury setbacks, or, you know, someone else goes down, whether that's a Walker Buehler or a Clayton Kershaw, whoever, then it's going to be tough. It really just hinges on the health of their club.
Nah, it'd be heartbreaking if another guy went down for the Dodgers. I don't know if I could stand it. My goodness. All right, last thing on the Padres before we let you go. Great stuff as always, Kyle. Had anything you've seen in the month of April changed your opinion on where the Padres finish things up at the end of 2021?
Not really. I thought they would be a wild card team, finish second in the division to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I think they've shown that that's, you know, the type of team they can be. They've pitched remarkably well. You mentioned all the injuries they've had. They had the lowest ERA in the majors, 2.91. I think that's just, you know, a testament to the resilience of this club. And, you know, offensively, things have not clicked the way they want, but they're hanging in there. They're above 500. I still think this offense is going to click into gear later in the season. And when they do, I think we'll still see a team that, you know, pushes 90 plus wins and wins a wild card.
Good deal, Kyle. All right. Well, thank you for your time, as always. Appreciate the fact that we can just call you directly. Don't have to jump through hoops to get you on the show. Very nice of you to talk a little Padre and overall Major League Baseball with us. We always enjoy. Kyle, catch up with you soon. Thanks again.
Sounds good, Chris. Thank you.
You betcha. There he is, Kyle Glazer on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Hotline. Always getting it done. Kyle's fun to talk to. The Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. You can save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. We'll take a quick timeout, come back. We've got some more for you leading into our daily gambit today. I think we're going to try something new, Scraby was telling me.
Possibly.
So stick around for that. We'll find out what the new little hook we've got for the daily gambit coming up. And stick around. We're here until a little after 6 o'clock. Then it's Padre pregame show. 7:10 Padre baseball tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. I don't know. I was just having some fun during the break there. I don't know if this is fun. It is to me. Austin Hedges, 3 for 27 this season. Ooh. For the Cleveland Indians with two home runs. So he's got one single and two home runs and 27 at-bats. I like checking in on the former Padres. Josh Naylor was just batting. No home runs, two RBIs, hitting .250 for Cleveland. On the other side of that is Franmil Reyes. Now, the big fella has had a nice start to the season. Yeah, he's been all right. Seven home runs, team leading 18 RBIs for the big guy. And he's hitting 279. Pretty robust batting average for Franmil Reyes.
Not bad.
Struck out 30 times, though, Franmil.
Oh, my gosh.
Has.
That's a lot.
And walked three.
Okay.
See, that's why he didn't fit with the Padres anymore. A, defensively, you just couldn't have him be your everyday right fielder. But B, he didn't walk enough. Padres like guys that walk. Padres don't like guys that swing the bat. And I don't know that that's a fair statement, but you know what I'm trying to get to?
Yes, I do.
The Padres like to take a lot of pitches, draw out the game, get that starting pitcher out of there. They don't like a bunch of guys that go up there swinging from their heels right at the get-go.
You know who else is doing pretty well? Are we done with the Cleveland Indians checking? Because there's also other Padres on the team.
No, there's a lot of – there's more Padres on the Cleveland Indians, isn't there?
There's like Cal Quantrill is in the bullpen.
Yeah, Cal Quantrill is 14 innings of work so far. There's Cheer, has a 2.57 ERA, no record. Logan Allen, wasn't he a former Padre?
Yeah.
He's 1-4. He's made five starts for Cleveland this year.
Last week I saw him start, and he got two home runs from Giancarlo Stanton hit off of him.
Phil Maton, former Padre.
Yeah.
God, the Indians are loaded with former Padres on that team. Who else you got in the former Padres stat?
Taylor Trammell.
Taylor Trammell. He's done all right. At least it seems like he has.
Well, he's hit four home runs and he's stolen two bases, but his average is not very good. He's 162, and he hasn't walked many times either.
You know what's funny though? Twice. Nobody cares about what your batting average is anymore in Major League Baseball.
No, it's all about your.
It's not important.
Numbers.
It used to be what's your batting average. Now it's the last thing somebody asks. Ty France on that Seattle team. He's hitting 269, three home runs, 13 RBIs, 13 walks. So Ty France has very much been like a Padre type of hitter. He's got a 374 on base percentage. Ty France doing a nice job for Seattle. Luis Torrens is on that team.
Oh, yeah.
Former
yeah,
Padre.
Yeah.
He's hitting .197 with a home run and four RBIs. There's Padres spread all over Major League Baseball.
Luis Patino.
Luis Patino.
For the Rays, he made
Has he been... That's a good name that we forget about, but he's kind of an important guy. He was an important guy here. Is he pitching at all?
Yeah, he pitched he pitched on April 25th for the first time and then April 29th, and it looks like he's doing a little bit of... look at April 25th. He was the starter for the Rays.
He's made a start.
But he's 2 2/3 innings.
Yeah, that's the most he's pitched. He pitched 2 innings one game, 2 2/3 innings the other game. Yeah, he's got 5 strikeouts and 4 2/3 innings. So, Luis Patino for Tampa Bay. It's fun to check in on former Padres once in a while. And it's pretty hard to miss them. I mean, if you go around any team in Major League Baseball, you can find yourself one. There's one pitching for the New York Mets tonight.
How's he doing?
Joey Lucchese getting the start for the New York Mets tonight. He's got a 5-2 lead as things stand right now for the Mets over the St. Louis Cardinals in the top of the third inning. Joey gave up a home run to Harrison Bader in this game. But right now... the Mets are on top of the Redbirds 5-2, so Joey Lucchese in a winning position so far, as it were, Scraby. Hey, we got to take a second to congratulate, is it Darren Hall?
Yes, Darren
cornerback
Hall.
Of the San Diego State Aztec football team, the only Aztec drafted this year in the NFL draft, which culminated on Saturday, however you want to say it, went to the Atlanta Falcons. It was very interesting. Pointed out in the story, but Darren Hall, cornerback, kind of took after DeMonte Casey.
I was just thinking that.
Right? And he was given the same number as DeMonte Casey, number 23.
For the Aztecs.
For the Aztecs. And now he gets drafted by the same team as DeMonte Casey, the Atlanta Falcons.
You have to think that he was in their ear saying, you got to draft this guy.
Well, let's hope that he has as nice of a start to his career as DeMonte Casey, because DeMonte Casey got off to a great start with the Atlanta Falcons. If I'm not mistaken, he was hurt last year. But the year before, he was leading the league in interceptions for a while. I know he was way up there. So anyway, Darren Hall, congratulations to him, the only Aztec. What I was looking for... Scrabian could not locate. Maybe you have access to it. Was the list of Aztecs that signed post draft free agents? Because I know a lot of guys make it into the National Football League in that regard as well. I know the Aztecs they tweeted out 3 or 4 guys, but I don't know if I saw a list actually of Aztecs who were who were not drafted but signed as, you know, free agents after the draft.
I'm pulling it up right now. I know that the Falcons signed, I believe it was Dwayne Johnson Jr. And this computer today.
It's taking too long.
It's crazy.
That's all right. I get it. You remember who was the guy?
Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Tariq Thompson.
Tariq Thompson. Yeah, that's the guy I was going to ask about, because he had a nice career for San Diego State.
He was a true freshman starter.
Yeah.
He signed with the Buffalo Bills in free agency, while Dwayne Johnson Jr. signed with the Falcons.
Okay. So, those are the only two guys that we know of?
Kyle Spaulding, he signed with the Chargers.
Kyle Spaulding.
Yes.
What position, do you know?
He is a lineman, and Jacob Capra, who is also an offensive lineman, he signed with the Green Bay Packers. Long snapper Turner Bernard signed with the Minnesota Vikings.
You can have a long career as a long snapper.
I'm not kidding. My sister's friend's brother was a long snapper for the Vikings, and he just did his job and got paid handsomely for it for 10, 12 years.
Yeah, you can do that for a long time.
It says a total of 13 Mountain West players were signed. Five of which were from SDSU.
Okay, good. But only one Aztec drafted. This is going to sound like a knock on the program. I don't mean it to be. But what does it say about the Aztecs that they had one player drafted and North Dakota State from the FCS had two guys drafted in the first two rounds?
It tells me...
What is going on here?
It tells me that the decision makers in the NFL are trying to find that diamond in the rough more than they are trying to look at what is actually in front of them.
I mean, with all due respect, I mean, why weren't either of those two guys recruited by the Aztecs?
Exactly. Maybe they were.
Maybe they were, and they just wanted to stay and play in North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Who wouldn't want to play in North Dakota when you were recruited by San Diego State?
I
realize you can't recruit every single player in the nation, right? No. I mean, it's going to happen where certain guys, go elsewhere.
Who knows? Maybe they wanted to play for a Division I AA championship.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Usually where they're – is it the FCS?
The FCS championship game, as it were. Yeah. All right. Lakers, LeBron James not playing tonight, is it, that he's out?
Yes, he's out for tonight. He had a little setback with his ankle.
Lakers are in a dogfight right now, right? They're 36-28.
Mm-hmm.
Portland is 36-28, and Dallas is 36-28. I think you brought that up in the Big Five.
Yes.
So, Lakers don't want to finish behind both Dallas and Portland. If they do, they'll have to play in the play-in tournament, and then we'll have to hear more complaining about the play-in tournament from one LeBron James.
I want
most likely
to see LeBron.
Now you
want to
see them in the play-in tournament,
of course.
Don't you? Yeah, right.
Because he had a problem with it.
He seemed to have a problem with the play. I think he used bad language in his answer.
He did. I couldn't repeat it.
I know. He was perturbed. But I think as Tony said in the Big Five, I think his frustration lies in the fact that he is not able to play to the level that he is used to playing.
Yeah.
And the Lakers, as a result, are not playing to the level they're used to playing. Atlanta's leading Portland 50-46 in the second quarter right now, if that score means anything to anybody. But Portland battling with the Lakers, who play later on against Denver.
I have one thing before we get into the Daily Gambit. I put up a poll on @973TheFantasy on Twitter. Who would you vote as Padres MVP for April? And I put Eric Hosmer, Yu Darvish, Victor Caratini, Tim Hill. And then I said, your name's not there, put them in the comments. A lot of people are saying Melanson.
Okay.
But I think we kind of said you can't get to Melanson without some of these other guys. Yu Darvish is leading the way right now with he has 46% of the vote with 393 votes. I just put this up 40 minutes ago, so people are excited.
Thanks for voting, everybody.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
Please keep voting. So.
All right, so Yu Darvish, the leader in the clubhouse, and we haven't even promoted the fact that there is a poll up there.
No, people.
Till just now.
People are very
people
quick
are engaged.
To vote.
Very good. All right. So get on there and vote on Twitter for your Padres month of April MVP.
Someone said.
What?
Someone said. Where did it go? Gosh dang it. Anyway. Oh, they said Joe Musgrove, the guy who threw the no-hitter, not even in the poll.
Wow. Sorry.
Yes, he was great for that one game. I mean, but I don't think he's been MVP worthy.
He provided the best moment
there
of the month
go.
Of April.
Yes,
there's no
absolutely.
Question about that. He's going to get credit for the best moment in the month of April.
Absolutely.
And honestly, he wouldn't be that far outside my top three in terms of Darvish, Hosmer, and Melanson. I'm mispronouncing everything today. El Paso, Melanson. I don't
it's
know what's
okay.
going
it's
on.
Monday. It's Monday.
It's a Monday pronunciation day. But yeah, I think Joe Musgrove would be right there in the MVP balloting. So I don't think it's a bad call. But you know, they can't all 25 be the MVP for the month of April. So
no.
we've got to make some cuts somewhere along the line. All right, let's get into some Daily Gambit news here as we've got about 15 minutes left before we go to Padre pregame.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Quick note on that Portland Trail Blazers game. Carmelo Anthony passes Elvin Hayes to become the 10th on the all-time NBA scoring list.
How about that? Top 10 for Carmelo Anthony in the history of the NBA.
That's more than I thought you... If someone were to ask me, where is he ranked, I would have said 25th. Not 10.
It'd be nice to have a couple of playoff victories alongside of that top 10 ranking.
Absolutely.
But top 10 nonetheless, man. That's still pouring in a lot of points.
That is pouring in a lot of points. All right, the Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment, and we're going to try something a little bit new. We're just trying out to see what fits us best in with this baseball season, so we'll get to that in just a second, but we're going to have to review some of the bets we made on Friday, and we usually do the pitchers over-under strikeouts. Logan Webb for the Giants, his over-under was at 4.5. Chris chose under, I chose over, and four. Chris wins because he had four strikeouts.
And he had them like in the first inning, too.
He did.
First two innings.
I was like, oh, man, this thing's going to fall real quick. And then, the Padres didn't strike out much after that. Darvish, as we all know, he struck out 12 on Friday night, and his was 7.5, and we both went over knowing that he is just insane.
I hate to say gimme because nothing's a gimme in gambling, but
that one's a gimme.
7.5 for Yu Darvish, man. This guy's a strikeout machine.
Yeah.
So I felt good about that one.
Very true. I said the score was going to be 6-3. It wasn't. It was 3-2. We're still doing that.
We are still going to do that. You have to do it for tonight's game, too.
Yep.
You're going to predict. Scraby, by the way, this all started a week and a half ago or so when Scraby said it's really not that hard to pick the final score of a Major League Baseball game. And then he moved on to the next subject as if it was no big deal. And I stopped him and said, wait a second, it's really hard to pick the actual score of a game.
I'm finding this.
And you said, no, I'll do it within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I did.
So you still have some time.
I do, but it's not.
I'm waiting until we're in September, and you've yet to do it once. That's what I'm waiting for.
We're gonna keep this bit going until I get it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you ever get it right,
I'm gonna get it right. I mean, there's at least 130 something more games left.
Yeah, you've got 16 and 13. Yeah, there's 130 chances. Well, almost 130. We don't predict all the weekend games, but.
All right.
Saturday's game was almost 6-3. That was 6-2. But
yeah,
you didn't predict.
But
Saturday's
it did. Yeah,
game.
It doesn't. And Sunday I didn't predict as well. So I'll predict tonight. We'll get to that in a second. We made some other bets. Player to hit a home run in the game. We just named our players. Chris took Trent Grisham at +550. He did not hit a home run.
Me. Come on, Trent, man. I had a lot of faith in you.
Alex Dickerson, he usually crushes the Padres, and he was at +475. He did not hit a home run either, so we both lost on that.
Right.
Now, Manny Machado, or the next one was to steal a base, and it was Manny Machado. I chose him at +850. He did not steal a base on Friday night. Alex Dickerson was +1,000, did not steal a base on Friday night.
My actual choice I wanted to make Friday night was that nobody would steal a base, because I think that's actually what happened.
Yeah, I got to figure. No, you're right, and I got to figure out the lines on that because
that wasn't one of
that
the
wasn't
options.
One of the options, but it would have won if you were to get it right.
Right.
So what we're gonna do on tonight's bets is we're gonna make some of these bets, but I think what we should do is we should give ourselves $100 budget.
Okay.
And then throughout the it's gonna reset every Monday, and throughout the week. We just kind of keep track of the monies that win.
I'll tell you why I like that. Because like the Yu Darvish bet last week, I would have bet a little more on that one. Because I felt
sure
really good about it. And then some of the other ones, I'd bet a little smaller wager.
Yeah. So that's what we'll do. We'll bet the, and then throughout the week.
How much money we have.
If we go negative, we just continue to play along with the game, but we're negative for the week and we lose.
I'm going
to
try to budget my money so that I don't go to the negative side.
Okay. All right, the first thing we're going to do is the over-under on the pitchers. Now, they don't actually have a prop for Miguel Diaz, so we can't really bet on him.
Right, because he's probably only going to pitch an inning or two, so it's hard to have a number for him.
But Tyler Anderson, the starter for the Pirates, he does have a line, and it's total strikeouts over-under 5.5. Over is -105. Under is -125.
So they're both pretty close.
Yeah. So I guess I can go first here and kind of determine how this is going to work. And I'm not sure that he's going to get 6 strikeouts, so I'm going to bet... I'm going to bet $25 on under, which is -125.
You're going to bet $25. Then he goes under... What is it?
Under 5.5.
He started against the Padres already once this season.
Oh, great. And he had, like, what?
Pitched 5 1/3 innings, struck out 2.
Oh.
So he didn't get very many strikeouts against the Padres the first time around. I'm going to say under as well, but I'm not as confident as you. I'll bet 20 on that one.
Okay.
$20 so that he's under 2.
Under 5.5.
Or under 5.5.
-125. All right. So I will have some totals for tomorrow. Now that's how it's going to go. So, Chris, you're going to be up first here. You still have $80 left.
Okay.
I have $75 left.
Okay.
Player to hit a home run in the game. Who do you think, on either side, there's eight choices here.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to hit the home run? And then I'll tell you the odds. You tell me what you want to
bet. I'll bet $10 that Manny Machado homers tonight.
All right. Manny Machado is plus 325. So you are going to bet $10.
So now if I win, you're going to give me 325, right? Or 32 fit. What do I get?
You get 32.50. I have a draft calculator. I have a betting calculator. That's why I'm able to do this, because I'm just going to go straight to the betting calculator and right. figure it out.
Okay.
But you bet $10 on him. That is plus 325. I am at 25 bucks, so I am going to go with, let's say, home run is a tough one because it's probably not going to happen. Oh. I'm going to go with my La Costa Canyon guy, Phillip Evans, to hit a home run, plus 500.
Plus 500, nice.
And I'm going to bet 15 bucks on that.
15 bucks, man, you're going to be rich if he hits a home run.
If he hits a home run, I will be rich, but I don't know that he's going to hit a home run. So,
Phillip Evans, La Costa Canyon.
Yep.
That's exciting. Wonder how many people will be out there watching him play tonight. Hopefully quite a few.
I think a lot. Mavericks represent, man.
Oh, yeah, all right.
The next one we're going to do.
La Costa Canyon has more people in the major leagues currently than my high school had in its history.
We were a very good team there for a while a baseball team. When I graduated in 2003, I believe they won the national championship or something.
My goodness.
So that's they did crazy. Have a – they had a, another
the
guy.
The national championship? Did they have a Sweet 16 tournament?
No, I don't. I knew when I said that there was going to be some questions about how it was run. And I think what happened was they it was like a vote that they won.
And they got the vote.
Yeah, they got the vote. So.
All right, cool.
To steal a base, I guess I will go first on this one. I have $60 left. You have $70 left in your budget. And I'm going to say that that was interesting. I'm gonna say Trent Grisham steals a base, and I'm gonna put 20 bucks on it.
You're gonna be out of money at the end of Monday.
I know. This is my inner former alcoholism showing right now.
I'm
all or nothing. So Trent Grisham plus 700 to steal a base, 20 bucks.
Plus 700.
Yeah, so if he does it, I get plus 700.
The only thing I'm worried about is that the Pirates have a lefty on the mound, and it's harder to run against lefties. Which means that I'd have to pick a Pirate.
I don't think about.
Yeah, but I'd have to think about a Pirate to steal a base.
Arr.
And I can't think of any fast Pirates.
I can tell you who the Pirates are on the list.
Okay, who are my choices?
Fellow San Diegan, Kevin Newman. He's at plus 550. Adam Frazier is at plus 1,200. And Phillip Evans, another La Costa Canyon.
Another mention for him. It's the same guy. Kevin Newman from Howard. I'll say Kevin Newman, but only $5.
Can I bet
as low as five? 10, I guess.
We'll say 10 is the lowest. So you're going to go Kevin Newman.
$10 for a stolen base for Newman.
$10 for a stolen base. And he is, where did he go?
Plus 1,200? Oh, 550?
Plus 550. All right, we'll make one more bet.
Okay.
And it's going to be a bet. Oh, I have to pick the score too. So let's do that real quick.
How much money have you spent so far?
I've spent 40. I've spent 60 bucks.
And you spent 60 bucks.
You spent 40.
I spent 40. So if you go 0-for, you're down 60 bucks tonight.
Yeah, that's bad. That's really bad.
Yes, but if somebody hits a who'd you have for your home run?
I had Phillip Evans.
Oh, Phillip Evans. Home run, you'll be way ahead.
Yeah.
So.
I'll pick the score, but this doesn't go against our monies.
No. You're just every day you're going to pick the score.
Yeah. I'm going to say Padres.
Why don't you do the station identification first keep people in suspense and think it through.
Good call.
KWFN-FM and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
This is Joe Musgrove from the San Diego Padres. The 2021 Padres play here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
An Odyssey station.
Joe Musgrove even reads that liner very good.
He does. That's a good one.
He's been good at everything.
Yeah, actually.
Joe Musgrove, attaboy, Joe.
Okay, so I know I'm going to really disappoint some people out there with my pick, but I'm going to say the Pirates win 5-3.
Pirates win 5-3.
Yeah.
Right, you can't pick the Padres every single game.
No, I mean,
that's,
can't.
You know, fair enough.
So I'm going to say Pirates win 5-3.
Pirates win 5-3.
And right. That is a plus 4,500.
That's the bad news. The good news is Scraby hasn't and is not going to predict a score correctly all year, so don't worry about it.
Come close.
All right.
We don't... Do we need... No, we don't need to make any other bets.
No, that's a good one to end on.
All right.
Now, but you're not betting the official 10 bucks on that.
No.
You're just doing that as part of our...
That is just to see how many times it takes us before I can get to
right.
a correct score.
We're trying to see how long it's going to actually take Scraby to... Get the score right.
Yes, absolutely.
And I say we'll be in September sometime. I think it's going to be hilarious if we're in September and you're still trying
what
to predict the score
get
right.
It?
I wouldn't be shocked.
What if I don't it's get
it? It's really hard to do. That's why I was saying in the first place, it's a sucker bet. They're like, here, pick the score of the game. You know the only way you'll be able to do this, honestly, and I thought about this over the weekend a little bit, The only way I think you'll be able to do this, and I don't want you to employ this strategy,
okay,
because then it would take all the fun out of what we're trying to do.
Okay.
The only way you could correctly predict the score of a game would be to say Padres 3, opponent 2, and just keep guessing that every day.
Oh, no, and I'm not going to do that.
Right? But if you did that every day, eventually the score would probably land on 3-2.
Well, it was 3-2 on Friday night.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what I'm saying?
I do.
If you do something like that, then you could probably pick a score. But I think what you're doing is the right thing I want you to do, which is actually try to come up with it each night.
Just continue to try and try and try.
Continue to fail. That's what I'm looking forward to. All right, lots of fun on the show today. Stay tuned. Padre Baseball's coming up next. Braden Suprenant's got the pregame show. I'll be on afterwards with the postgame show, so don't miss it. We'll have the announcement of tomorrow's starting pitcher, apparently, on the postgame show tonight. For Matt Scraby, Tony Gwynn Jr., I'm Chris Ello. Have a great rest of your Monday. Padre Baseball coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.